This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, good morning, America. Hello to everybody out there. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this wonderful Wednesday morning, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, by way of Southern California this morning, and of course broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet, and of course via satellite over the GCN network. Now, of course, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police and hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard and all those keeping us free and safe. And of course everyone working right now all across the highways and byways on the Third Watch in America. That of course includes our 18-wheeler over-the-road truck drivers, and of course our FedEx, our UPS drivers. We've got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. We've got our bulk mail center haulers out there, our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the land. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And if you want to call in and opine, the telephone number is 1-877-969-8600. Okay, folks, in this hour, we've got a real treat. We've got Mark Walters. He's the host of Armed American Radio, armedamericanradio.org. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, Kyle. The honor and privilege is mine. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. No, we're so glad that you're here, and we've had the honor to be on your program before, the captain and I, when you've been on assignment, as the captain is now, but I'm just really glad to talk with you. And we're seeing a lot of things going on in the world, especially in your area of speciality, and that, of course, is in the area of firearms and gun legislation. I saw something earlier, Mark, that was really quite disturbing. It looks like you have, I think, a senator saying that if we don't have these more restrictive gun laws, there could be a popular uprising?
Yeah, popular revolt. You're talking about Senator Chris Murphy in Connecticut. He's a gift that keeps on giving. This guy will never, ever let you down. These are all the same people that say they support the Second Amendment, but there's no but in the Second Amendment. Chris Murphy is one of them. These people, Murphy understands. I try to get in his head. I don't know if he understands or not the Constitution of the United States. I clearly think maybe he does not. You would think someone who has spent as much time in the halls of Congress may understand what the Bill of Rights. It's not just the Second Amendment. It's the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights are to be left untouched. Congress shall make no law in the First Amendment. In the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed. Our Bill of Rights are not to be touched. They are just that. They are the inalienable rights that all human beings possess here in the United States, of course, as Americans and human beings. We all possess these inalienable rights that are given to us by God, that cannot be touched by government. It's hands off. Chris Murphy knows it. That's what shall not be infringed means. It's what Congress shall make no law means. And what does Murphy say? That Congress has the ability, while we have a right to bear arms in this country, Congress is who gets to determine what arms and under what conditions and under what circumstances. Chris Murphy is a danger not just to our Second Amendment, but because he doesn't understand our Bill of Rights, Kyle, I think you'll agree, he is a danger to our republic, like most Democrats are. Let's be honest here. It's the Democrats coming after everything we hold dear and hold precious here in the United States of America. All you need to do is look around at what's going on around you.
It's well,
the
absolutely.
Democrats that are assaulting America on every front.
Absolutely. Something else that the senator said, he said, he's talking about, I believe, the Supreme Court, saying a court that's already pretty illegitimate is going to be in full crisis mode. Can you imagine if responsible gun owners started saying there's going to be a popular revolt and the Supreme Court's illegitimate? I mean, you know, come on. That would never fly for 5 seconds.
No, of course not. But to consider this, that a sitting U.S. senator clearly doesn't understand the difference between our three branches of government and what it stands for and what it means and what they're there for and why they're there is remarkable to me. But you're right. I talked about this, of course, at great length on my show over the last few days, and I likely will continue to do so, because there's more than one thing going on here. He's deemed the court illegitimate. Why? Because he doesn't like the decision. Because
right.
It flies in the face of Democrat policy, which is eventual, and this is, you know, it's a multi-step process the Democrats are involved in here, but it is a goal, it is an agenda to eventually disarm Americans. And the question comes out, why? Why do they do it? Because they say they don't want to. But everything they do leads us to that conclusion. We can all draw that logical conclusion. For example, assault weapons, great, is, you know, that's their term. That's not my term. But we use that term because that's the way the Democrats couch it, and that's what the fight is. So to keep it in perspective for people, for listeners around the country, what is an assault weapon? It's anything that they say it is. Now,
right.
To use
yeah.
the phrase assault weapon, Kyle, there have been fewer murders, less than five. This is not me saying this. This is the FBI's own numbers. Fewer people are killed by all rifles in America. All rifles. I mean, I shouldn't say by rifles, but by people with rifles than people being beaten with hands and fists.
Wow.
It matters to the Democrats.
Wow.
They've got to take them off the street. Well, I know I can hear the music, and I'll
yep.
see when we come back.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, here comes the music, folks. We're going to be right back with our good friend Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio, right here on the Captain's America as we continue across your radio dial. Stay right there.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Cruz as we race through and rocket through this 5 o'clock hour now. Glad that you're with us. Hope that you have some great plans for your day ahead of you. And we're going to get right back here in just a moment to our special guest, Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is the website. And our conversation this morning is being brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group. This portion of the program, as I said, is being brought to you by them. And that's going to include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. That's M-A-U-S. And Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they've got, of course, the brand-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, Florida. That's at State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship location, of course, is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, Moss Nissan. Go to mossnissan.com. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. All right, getting right back to Mark Walters. Good morning again, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we were talking about the senator there who looked at the Supreme Court as being illegitimate. That seems to be something that is something over on the left when, again, there's just too many justices that they just think, well, wait a minute, this is not the way we want it, so therefore it's illegitimate. But something else occurred to me as well, and obviously in terms of being illegitimate, you have people coming across the border who don't have permission to do that. They're not coming in legally. And that's got to add into the calculus of citizens who say to themselves, wait a minute, we're going to have a lot, at least a greater potential for crime. Not everybody wants to do crime. Some people are looking for a better life, we understand. But you got a lot of bad actors coming across the border. People are certainly going to want to protect themselves.
Well, of course. You know, look, again, I have to go back to, you know, this comments about the illegitimate court. When you consider how dangerous this is, if you agree with me, it's what it is agree with me or the hell with you. That's what this means. We're right. You're wrong. If we don't like your decision, you're illegitimate. Now, there was a time in America that I'm old enough to remember that if you didn't like a Supreme Court decision, well, you just couldn't wait for the next election, how important it was to get a president in there that reflected your views, that, lo and behold, might nominate a Supreme Court justice that does reflect your views. That's the way it worked in America. That's the way the country's designed to work. And going forward, it must, because if we lose that, if half of our nation feels that the courts are, we don't have a country anymore. And if you look around what you're talking about at the border, you have to question, why are the Democrats allowing this to happen? For what purpose? Why are they coming after my guns? Why do they want me disarmed? Why does, pick any Democrat senator or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. Why do that when a criminal psychopath uses a handgun to murder someone, wherever it may be? Oh, only, and remember, it's only the murders that they can use that they can exploit.
Right.
They don't talk about the vast numbers of murders that are occurring in the cities that their policies have destroyed, which is virtually every Democrat-run city in the country. Those are the numbers that they use to drive their push for more gun control and for gun bans, yet they don't tell you that those numbers are being driven, the vast majority, by criminals using handguns in cities where their policies have failed. So what do? They push, like Biden does, for assault weapons ban. When a criminal psychopath uses a handgun, they push an assault weapons ban. You have to ask these questions because it's the low-hanging fruits, what we were talking about in the previous segment. Then when they realize that those numbers are not diminished because they banned rifles, and guess what? Criminals in Democrat-run cities are still killing themselves. They're going to start coming after handguns and eventually couch it as, well, it's all semi-automatic weapons are the problem. They're already pushing that narrative in the media now. Now go to immigration. What is it they're doing? It's not that difficult to figure out, ladies and gentlemen, but it begs this question. I end a lot of my shows with this question to my listeners. What is it about their agenda? Listeners, I want you to think about this when you lay your head on your pillow, whatever time of day or night that is. Why do they want my guns? And you look at the big picture of the culture war occurring in America right now in full view, and you figure out, well, wait, they want me disarmed on top of that. Why? They deem what they don't like illegitimate. They had, imagine what the Democrats could do if they had complete power over a disarmed population. You're looking at what they're doing now. Imagine what they could do to this country if they had total power, total control, because you were disarmed. It's absolutely frightening to consider.
Isn't it, though? And especially when President Joe Biden has said, I think more than once, well, you're going to need F-15s to come out. You know, it's almost, you know, trying to put people in the position that are responsible, legitimate gun owners who are protecting themselves and their families from actual threats. But somehow he comes out and makes it sound like, oh, it's, you know, they want to overthrow the government. Of course they don't. And but him mentioning even F-15s is a little inflammatory, I think.
It's beyond more than a little inflammatory. It's an outright overt threat to everybody that disagrees with them. Now, delegitimizing government that they don't like, delegitimizing decisions they don't like, all you got to do is go to Maryland, look at what they just did in Maryland. You know, this is another Democrat response to what they deem to be an illegitimate court. But the stupidity here is off the charts. And I believe clear-thinking Americans understand this, of both sides of the political spectrum, but it requires honesty. And go to Maryland. What is it they're doing in Maryland right now? You know, governor just signed a bill and, of course, was promptly sued. We're not going to let these things stand. We are going to sue. We just scored a huge victory in New Jersey. Murphy did the same thing, banning guns from all sensitive places. Let's just make the whole state a sensitive place.
Right, right, exactly.
Do criminals continue to break the law? Of course they do. This is only designed to keep you, the law-abiding population, disarmed. Don't believe me? Look at the rampant crime going on in Democrat cities across the country that they're not even bothering to prosecute. Why?
Right, right. Well, of course. I think you're absolutely on the right track. If you feel like taking a call from a listener, I think we've got Ian in Clearwater hanging on the line.
Clearwater.
Okay, very cool. Ian, you're on.
Yeah, I got two comments. The first one is, whenever I see a Connecticut license plate, and I used to live in Connecticut, I laugh and I scoff because what's their
motto? The Constitution, right?
Yeah. What a load of garbage. And number two, I grew up in New Jersey, and I moved to Florida when I was 25 years old. That was back in 85. So now you know how old I am. But let me tell you something, Mark. New Jersey, I can remember hunting and going to Kmart and buying ammunition. It wasn't always the way you got. The blue states in the Northeast actually have a tradition of firearm ownership. It's been whittled down over the last 50 years. And so all we need to do is look at the Northeastern states to see what they want to accomplish. And furthermore, I'm from South Jersey, and they have the Pine Barrens there, the big forest. Let me tell you something. In the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812, that was the armory for George Washington and the Patriots. That's where all the shot, the cannonballs, the muskets, the ammo was made in South Jersey in the Delaware Valley outside Philly in the Brandywine Valley where Wilmington and DuPont is. So there is a tradition of firearm ownership in the Northeast, but unfortunately it's been whittled down. And we can't allow that to happen in the rest of the country. And remember, what was Lexington and Concord about? Massachusetts. King George was sending the Brits to go grab the colonists, the Minutemen's guns, and their armory and their forges. Don't buy this. We have to fight, and we got to get our rights back up in the Northeast. And I come from a long family of gun owners and hunters up there in the Northeast. So that what they're trying to do is to stamp out what they call the gun culture, which is really the American culture of private firearm ownership. They want the monopoly on force. That's what this is about. Thanks, bye.
All right, well, Ian,
Let me respond to that. I love that, Ian, and I'll tell you why. Because I graduated high school in 1980 in Connecticut. I just stated myself. I spent just a couple years there when I was a kid. I graduated high school there. We used to go shooting in neighborhoods, in people's backyards, in the woods in Connecticut. Nary a problem. Today, if you did that, my parents would probably still be in jail. So Ian is absolutely correct. There is a tradition of it up there. I also spent my sophomore year at a high school in New Jersey. So Ian and I have some familiarity there. Now, I didn't live there long, again, only about 1 year in New Jersey, enough to know that I would never come back. But I'm constantly joking about the fact that Connecticut is the Constitution state. It is a joke. They need to change their moniker, okay? And that's because it's been under Democrat control. But he and I appreciate the phone call. It's very, very true. We only need to look at what they've done in the Northeast, and that is the model for the rest of the country. They've completely flipped the script in New England. The seat of our very freedom. Lexington and Concord was about gun control. It's what sparked the Civil War and the shot heard around the world. We're going to win the battle. Freedom will always prevail, guys. Thanks, Ian.
That's right. Yeah, thank you, Mark. Mark Walters, everybody, host of Armed American Radio, armedamericanradio.org. Kyle Warren in for the captain. We'll be right back. Stay right there. We'll talk to you soon, Mark.
Thanks, Kyle.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday, agreeing a default is not going to happen.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
And this president, to reach a deal, that's how all these things have happened in the past, and it's Biden being late to the game and playing around with this that has brought us to this point.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer after yesterday's meeting in Washington.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has won the state's Republican gubernatorial primary and will face incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in the November general election. Cameron came out on top in a crowded field of 12 Republican candidates. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, we are taking care of business here in the 5 o'clock hour here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. My name is Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning as he is on assignment. And we have so much more to talk to you about this morning. Don't forget our toll-free number, 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to call in and opine, we're going to go to our special guest here in just a moment, Mr. Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone and the Sports Zone quarterback. And we're going to go to him in just a few moments. But first, I need to tell you that this particular portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Of course, that's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, and we appreciate them very much. They've become very good friends of the show. You can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You're going to find the 1995 3-week quick start. Of course, you hear the captain telling you all about the product. He takes it. He's been taking it for 10 years, and he takes it because it works. And he's got the inflammation and most of the things that a lot of people have, and that is very, very, very controllable, the inflammation and such, by the ingredients in Relief Factor, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that help support the body's natural response to inflammation. That's how you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. Now, you definitely want to check it out again. That's the relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, and all you have to lose, folks, is pain. So it is something you definitely want to check out. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Well, holding on the telephone line patiently is Mr. Patrick Hyland. He's the host of the Sports Zone. He's known as the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, Patrick. Great to have you here.
Good morning, Kyle. Good to be talking with you. It's funny, kind of
said horse there. Let's talk about the good old Kentucky Derby winner, Mudge.
Yes.
So that's a good little segue there, sir. This should be a fun race, Kyle. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of people are. It's going to be exciting. It always is. We can see if maybe this match can be the Triple Crown winner this year. We'll find out this Saturday. About 7 o'clock, we shall know. So it's always exciting.
Right.
Captain, I love to talk about the horses this time of year, and it's just a fun thing, too.
Yes, it was exciting, yeah. I was just going to say the Kentucky Derby was exciting. It goes by so quickly, but it's just amazing to watch. And so, yes, the Preakness is coming up this Saturday then.
Yes, sir. The
All
best
right.
2 minutes in sports, the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
So a lot of fun to see that, and then people watch the Preakness. As long as we start taking care of these horses, you know, that needs to be, you know, looked at. But let's not ruin a sport over just a few people that do not know how to take care of the animals. I don't like when we cancel something just because of a few bad apples, Kyle. I think that's the worst
Agreed.
Thing you can do in society. Thank you. I'm glad you...
Agreed. Absolutely. That's right. But certainly, and my daughter's learning to ride, and she's been riding for about a year and a half now, and learning to jump and everything. And she is very much into taking care of the horse and learning all about them and making sure that she understands them. And so you're right. This is something that I think comes from the heart, and people who really love the horses are the ones who ought to be taken care of them.
Absolutely. They're beautiful animals. You know, you still have a firm, the oldest living Kentucky Derby winning horse, 29 years old, Kyle, doing a great job up there.
Wow.
Not a bad life, man. Not a bad life for a horse if they take care of them properly. So,
right. Well, you know, in the other parts of the sports world, I'm so glad I get a chance to talk to you this morning, because I do have a question. I'd like to get your insight. You know, I'm here in Southern California, and we go out and see our Angels play from time to time. We love to do that. What do you think is going to happen with Shohei Ohtani? Do you think he's going to be a free agent, or who's going to nab him, do you think?
I believe he's going to stay with the Angels. Hopefully they'll build something around him. You know, Mike Trout still has a couple of years left. I mean, you know, obviously age always catches up to you. You can't fool Mother Nature, you know, and Father Time. It's just the way life is. But with all the new, you know, you mentioned relief factor a few minutes ago, you know, with all these guys getting all the best medications and the best treatment, you know, you can prolong your career 3 to 4 years more so than ever before. So I believe he's going to do fine. And I like the Angels. That's why you said that. I'll tell you, talking about you being out there in SoCal with USC getting LeBron James and Rodman's kid, you know, that's not too bad. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with in basketball. March Madness just happened, and the NBA playoffs are in full gear. So we'll talk about that for a second. How about the Spurs? They received the NBA's number one draft pick. So. They're always a good team, and they have good ownership, good coaching, and that's so important. I'm surprised the 76ers fired head coach Doc Rivers. After three seasons, I don't get it. You know, I mean, you can't win it all. I mean, you'd like to think you can, but it's tough. It's very tough, you know, to be a champion. And if you're doing a good job and putting the team in the right direction, I don't know why you wouldn't continue with that, but
right.
That's what's happened there. And then the Packers. Go ahead, sir.
Oh no, thank you, Patrick. Yeah, I was just going to say it seems like sometimes there's not enough time to build or to rebuild. And it's sometimes the mentality is just, oh, we got to bring in someone who's going to be perfect. You know, the next person's going to be perfect, and then we'll get our championship, and it'll all be easy. But it's not. It's a long haul. It's not just a short-term thing.
No, it's not, sir. You're right on the money. You know, up there in the Northeast, it looks like the Jets, OBJ, Odell Beckham, you know, played in your neck of the woods last couple of years. Shame he had that bad knee injury when the Rams won the Super Bowl. But he wanted to play for the Jets. I don't know if that's ever going to come to fruition, but obviously everybody wants to go play with Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see what the Jets do this year and make the best of it for them. and also the Packers, since now they're going to have to go with the QB Love. You know, he's learned a lot from Aaron Rodgers. We're going to see if this kid can make it happen and turn things around for him. And then Burrow's contract extension with the Bengals. They're talking about getting him all taken care of, and that's the smartest thing they can do.
Right.
What's the buzz out west with the A's leaving, you know, Oakland and going to Vegas? I mean, that city's really gotten popular with the Raiders and the Knights now, Kyle?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, the last time I was in Vegas, probably about a year ago or so, I went by the stadium there. It is humongous. And looks like they're clearing out an area, of, I think now, I've seen on the news reports, yes, for the new stadium. I'd heard that maybe they were going to take down the Tropicana. I'm not sure about that, but the Tropicana is probably a little long in the tooth nowadays. That was old when it was back in the day already. But, yes, I do think it's interesting to see how these franchises will move to a place. And, of course, in Oakland, and I've been to the Oakland, I've seen an Oakland A's game in Oakland a few years ago, and I know their stadium itself was getting pretty long in the tooth.
No, that's a great point you made. You know, they had to tear down the Orange Bowl. I grew up in South Florida.
I think we're still, we're hearing Patrick, and we may have lost him a little bit there. We're listening for Patrick. Yeah, he might not have, he might have dropped off there, unfortunately, sometimes with the connections that can happen. But we were talking with Patrick Hyland. Hey, there he is. I think I hear him there. Patrick, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you are. Okay, great. Yeah, I think you dropped off just for a moment. I think it reconnected. Okay. So that's, I'm happy about that. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just you just have to realize that things change in sports world and in life. And
that's exactly right. And I think I hope that you're not dropping off again, just a connection issue. But if you can hear me, if you're still connected, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you also do and help people out with some of their work. Unfortunately, yeah, he's unfortunately dropped off, but sometimes it happens in live radio, folks. Of course, that's Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone. He's known as the Sports Zone quarterback, and he can also help you with other aspects, insurance and finance and so forth. And you can look him up, Patrick Hyland. Just search for Patrick Hyland, a host of the Sports Zone or the Sports Zone quarterback, and he can help you out. He's a great guy. He's known the captain forever, and he's been part of the station there forever, and you want to check him out. Patrick Hyland, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we're going to be back here in just a little bit for our final segment of this morning's program. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Mr. Brandon Rimes, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. And, of course, the toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. Is the number. Kyle Warren in for the captain. Stay right there. There's much more to come.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, burn, baby, burn. We're burning it up here on this Wednesday morning, 5 o'clock hour of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. My name is Kyle Warren. I'm in for Captain Matt this morning, who's on assignment. And we have an awful lot to tell you about as we race into this segment of the program. And in just a moment, we're going to be welcoming Mr. Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com. And before we get to Brandon, I want to let everybody know that, of course, you can dial in at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to opine. And Brandon Rimes, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you're a consumer advocate. You help with consumers with complaints, and you go to bat for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I started my show 10 years ago, the Consumer Quarterback Show. We originally started off as the Real Estate Quarterback Show because my wife, Lindsay, and I own a top 100 ranked Keller Williams team, real estate team with Keller Williams Realty, based in Tampa Bay. But yeah, you know, we kind of rebranded the show to the Consumer Quarterback Show, and now we go into a lot of different areas, you know, not just into that real estate sector. We go into, you know, a little bit of health and nutrition, personal self-defense, you know, home security, automation. So we take on a lot of different areas, and the idea is to be that consumer advocate, help people understand their buying decisions, make them more street smart in different areas But when it comes to real estate, that's kind of the topic that Captain Matt talks to me about. And, you know, the market, and I can speak nationally and also locally, because we do have Keller Williams is the number one real estate company in the world. And when you look at a national scene, of course, there's different pockets, and real estate is so local to whatever market you're in, or maybe the listeners are in. And I know we got a lot of great, truck drivers and veterans and business owners, all types of different folks across the country and the globe, for that matter, listening to us. So whenever it comes to a real estate decision, there's a lot of factors to consider. Just overall right now, what we're still seeing is low inventory, especially in the state of Florida. We have record low inventory still. The market is starting to shift, but it's taking a little bit longer because of the low inventory. And of course, the Federal Reserve, mismanagement, in my opinion, by the Federal Reserve, what they've done, of course, causing rates to increase rapidly. And there's a lot of other factors that affect, folks out there in their lives. But yeah, that's our goal is to be that consumer advocate for folks.
Very, very cool. And, of course, folks, we're talking with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Check him out at consumerqb.com. And our conversation this morning in this segment is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Check them out. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. They will take care of you. The captain has worked with them for years. Check them out, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, Brandon, you mentioned about the low inventory. People are looking at these interest rates. How is that affecting people's ability to say, they're going to want to go and buy a new house?
Yeah, it's causing some people to kind of stay where they're at just for now. They're trying to say, hey, I've got a 4% rate or a 3.5%, a really awesome rate, so they don't want to lose that rate by purchasing a new home. And, unfortunately, some people are affected by that. The inventory levels are really key also. It keeps pricing somewhat moderate. And, what we saw over the last 3 years with the COVID lockdowns, the mandates with the vaccines and things of that nature, a lot of people were moving. They were fleeing blue states to red states. And, of course, that's still happening because of crime and other factors. So we're still seeing that, especially in Florida, Tampa Bay. We're still seeing that. But, yeah, the interest rates, what they did is they raised the rates too rapidly. They waited too long and then raised them too rapidly. And they should have, took a pause on raising the rates to see what that trickle-down effect would be. And if they would have done that, it wouldn't have, I think some of the banks would have been able to hold through. We wouldn't have the banking crisis. But, let's face it, they love chaos. The left loves chaos, and that's what they do. They create these situations. But for the average family, they are, they're just kind of weighing out, hey, do I really want to go into that higher payment or that higher rate to be closer to work, closer to the beach, or whatever that scenario might be.
Right, right. Well, you know what, Brandon? We've got a caller on the line with a quick question. Mary in St. Pete, you got a question for Brandon?
I do. I don't think it's just about the rates and the mortgage. I think that in Florida, this recently passed Senate Bill 2A regarding flood insurance, house insurance, and taxes all together, especially for Bill 2A on the flood zone, seems to make everyone in Florida purchase flood zone insurance, no matter if you're in a flood zone or not. I just wanted to ask you about that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mary. That's a big. We've had a lot of interviews with attorneys on my show as well about this, and yeah, that's a major point right now. Is that you look at the insurance companies. The theme to my show for a while there was I think it was the Queen song that was don't another one bites the dust. These insurance companies, they were going out of business one after the other, right? And you have consolidation, and now you got Citizens as the primary, government, writer. Your point is well taken. A lot of people are having that increase in their escrows, and that is causing some people to, have challenges with payments. And, that's a very valid point. And, and it started from a lot of these unscrupulous contractors that would go door knocking and say, oh, well, did you know you could get a new roof? And then they would, take that. And if the insurance company would push back, the attorneys would fight And then all of a sudden now the bill turns into triple, quadruple what it should have been. And unfortunately, that's kind of what played out on a mass scale throughout the state of Florida.
Very interesting indeed. Well, we appreciate Mary's call very much. You know, Brandon, in the time we have left, I heard you talking with the captain the other day about some AI deepfakes in terms of what's going on against consumers. What other kinds of what's the latest consumer scam you can tell us about, if you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a lot going on in the real estate space. You got to be very diligent, very careful. There's a lot of people fake purchasing. They call it straw buyers. They're trying to purchase, and they'll do it with vacant land because vacant land is an easy target. Of course, you're not going to come in and tour the home because there's no home. There's a vacant land. So if you're in a transaction, be real careful about that. People are using this WhatsApp a lot. That's WhatsApp that you know on the smartphones. The deep fake was a really scary story because it was a friend of mine that actually got taken for thousands of dollars. The perpetrators contacted her daughter utilizing some kind of a voiceover ID technology. So her cell phone showed up as her name, the mom's name to the daughter, and it was the mom's voice on the phone. Yes, they got me. I'm in the back seat. They got me at gunpoint. Give them the money. Give them the money.
Wow.
So we're going to see a lot more of this artificial intelligence coming down the pike. So what I would say is to each family is develop a safe word. Okay, what's the safe word? Chances are they're not going to know that safe word unless you have some kind of Google or Alexa in your home and they listening to everything you say otherwise, which that's also not out of the too far distant future, right. You know, with what they can do with AI.
Right, exactly right. Well, can you tell everybody how to get in contact with you and what you do? Because, again, you're the consumer quarterback. You've got consumerqb.com, correct?
Yep, that's consumerqb.com. You can reach me there, see videos of our show and contact information, all of our expert contributors, our attorneys, and different folks associated with the show. And also feel free to reach out to me directly on my personal cell. You can reach me at 813-917-1894. Call or text that line. It's an off-air number, 813-917-1894. And I appreciate your hospitality this morning.
Well, of course, absolutely. No, it's very interesting, and especially when you talk about the AI deepfaking, that's, as you said, it will become more commonplace. And, of course, right now, of course, there's a lot of people out there. I mean, you get stuff in your email, they want you to click on it, or worse. And but, of course, there are other scams that are out there, and you're on the wall watching and making sure it's not gonna affect them, or at least helping people if they need it. So I'm glad you could get your contact information out there, and we'll talk to you again next time here on the program.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Brandon Rhymes, everybody. You can find him at consumerqb.com. That's consumerqb.com. All right. Well, here we go, folks. We're coming up to the end of another great program here for the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. It's been my pleasure to be with you here this last 4 hours as we go through the overnights. And, of course, we've talked about so many different things, and we're going to be back tomorrow, of course, and we hope to see you right then and there. Before we take off, I do want to say thank you very much to Captain Matt for the opportunity. Also, thanks to Joe Weaver for producing and making me sound good all morning long. I really appreciate it. Thanks to all the callers, all of our great guests as well. And we are going to be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same...
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.